This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Hello and welcome to Fisting Friday. Are you ready to get fisted?
Oh yeah, baby.
I sometimes, like, the filter in my brain works, and it just worked right now because I was going to say this reminds me of something, but I was like, that's not appropriate for it to remind me of. And then I would explain why it reminded me of that, and I just didn't say it. So I just like to give my brain kudos for filtering.
I just want to know though.
Well, because I started saying it like, are you ready? And I was like, oh, one of the best Halloween costumes I saw was a Dora the Explorer.
Oh.
And it's not an appropriate segue.
Okay. You're right. Dora's a child.
Yep. It's just the voice like that.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome to Fisting Friday for episode 86, where we read the results for who was wrong and your votes and what you all thought. You can blame me for this going up, the votes going up late. And you can blame whoever gave Melissa a sinus infection for the episode going up late.
Mm-hmm.
Your sinuses are never your fault. there are somebody, somebody else got some bacteria. Like, that wasn't your bacteria. That wasn't house-made.
Right. And the only, I mean, like, the only place I went was to the concert. And I only had my mask off when I was drinking something, which sucks.
Yeah. Sometimes just have the gut little, our immune systems are not great.
Yeah.
So we will read the results. I'm going to read the results and Melissa's going to read the responses. I know that's not normally what we do, but I forgot to screenshot the other ones. So first up, and if you start coughing, you can just send me them and I'll read them. First up, we have me. And I said that hotels are superior to Airbnb. 6% said, nope, 8%. That's what that says. 8% said I was wrong. And 92% said I was not wrong.
Someone said the last Airbnb I stayed at wanted us to take the trash to the county dump 20 minutes away. We did not.
Shut the fuck up. Just like wet trash in the back of your car.
Right. Which, like, if you go to, like, I don't know where you were, but, like, if you go, if you're in California and you go to, if you go to Big Bear, you have to take your trash because like it's mountains and there's animals, and then also trash trucks can't get through those streets because it's so narrow and windy. So you do have to take your trash somewhere else, which for that I understand. Yeah. But like,
it's usually even just the flats. Like once you get out of those little, there's like big metal ones that are essentially community dumpsters.
Yes. But other than that, I don't know. No, absolutely not. Someone said only purely for aesthetics, and that's literally it. I agree with the perks, but a cute as fuck house and a cute as fuck neighborhood is superior in my opinion. But I also just went on a trip to Portland where we stayed in like a guest suite type thing in a house someone actively lives in. The house was 100 years old, beautiful, and they provided us with a complimentary joint. My opinion is skewed.
With love, I'm going to tell, do not take drugs from people you don't know.
No.
Especially people who know where you are living at that moment.
Yeah. Unless it was like wrapped and came from a dispensary.
Yeah. Yeah. I would take it later. I just wouldn't have it when I'm there.
Yeah. I remember the like 2 to maybe 3 years that they were superior, but I miss when cleaning fees weren't insane. And would it kill them to include all taxes and fees in the price before you go to payment? I too have feelings about this topic.
I agree with that. I do miss the Renaissance era of Airbnbs. Mm-hmm. Like that was, and there again, there's some cities where like it's going to be amazing and it's going to be perfect and it's going to be great. And then others, nah.
I see where you're coming from, but hotels can still be really gross, which true, but.
Yeah.
At least they're coming every day.
But and also, like, you usually don't have to pay as much. If you're in a gross hotel, it will reflect on in the price.
Yes, that's
true. A gross Airbnb doesn't reflect in the price.
Mm-hmm. I saw recently somebody had booked an Airbnb during Taylor Swift's concert, and they had booked it like far in advance, and then the people saw that it was Taylor Swift's concert and was telling them to cancel so that they could upcharge. And the people were like, no, we're not going to do that. Like, if you want it canceled, you need to cancel it so we don't get. And they were trying to cancel like a week or two before, like the hosts were.
Oh my God.
And then like Airbnb got involved and was like, no, like they're not going to cancel. Like, they told them not to cancel it. Because, like, it's not fair and you can't upcharge after the fact. And they were, like, arguing for days about this.
Yeah, I also think that part's really sticky because then you don't feel necessarily safe going to stay in this place and these people know, you know what I mean? It's not like people are clocking in and out of shifts. It's like you've had personal contact with these people and if they're mad at you, like, that's really sketchy and scary.
Yep.
That's why they don't, like, for Coachella and stuff, they don't even let you book out that far in advance because of that.
All right, next one.
Melissa thinks you should have a yearly performance review for your friends. And 18% said Melissa's wrong. I wonder if I could name those people. And 82% said Melissa is not wrong.
A lot of people did say that they voted wrong. Someone said, and TBH, I need to do this for one of my bridesmaids and she will not make the cut if I do, for fuck's sake.
Cut her out. Cut her out.
Yeah, because it's just going to be worse when you get to the wedding.
And then she's going to be in pictures.
Yep. Someone said this would give me so much anxiety. If it gives you anxiety, that is a review in itself. Mm-hmm. I'm voting Melissa's wrong solely because I would cry if my friend gave me a performance review, but maybe that's a personal issue.
Because here's the thing, if you gave me a performance review, I would be like, I'm passing with flying colors. I could do better at texting back more prompt. Like,
and that's the only thing.
There's nothing that you could tell me that I don't already, do you know what I mean?
Yep.
Like, and if I thought that you were going to tell me something that I didn't already know, then like, we're not actually fucking friends. Mm-hmm. Like, that's like shady as hell. Then we have writer number one versus muting friend story who's trauma dumping online. This is maybe one of the best graphics I have ever used. And 20% said the writer is wrong. 80% said the writer is not wrong.
Someone said muting without telling her friends is where I think she's wrong.
Agreed.
I agree that she is wrong about the way she puts her boundaries, just like you said, but not wrong for putting the boundaries.
Agreed.
I think the writer is not wrong for muting the story, but I think there are better ways to handle the situation and they should probably stop checking it every once in a while.
Yep.
I do second the notion of communication, the why being muted and reinforced text messaging or calling. Assuming they are staying friends and everything works out okay, maybe setting up a date day every month for dedicated and intentional time together to really talk about the deep stuff. My friend did that for me when I was in a tough spot, and I would say it played a huge part in saving my life.
Ah, that's great. Well, I'm going to keep that and use that for advice later on for other calls and stuff. Thank you for sharing that.
I think she is wrong if she doesn't talk to her friend. Like, I understand that this is too much for her, and I'm not against the distancing, but their friend has to know. Also, if she is in danger, I wouldn't feel okay not knowing if there is someone else for her or something. I would end up doing what the writer does and checking anyway from time to time. So I don't think even the writer is ready to distance herself from this friend completely. So they need to talk.
Good point.
She's wrong if she considers her a friend and won't tell a friend that she wants removed from the close friend story. But if she's a friend that's transitioning to be an acquaintance, then ghosting is fine. She should do the friend evaluation. Okay, that's it.
Then we have writer number two versus friends that won't let the writer stay with them while the writer looks for an apartment. 77% said the writer is wrong and 23% said the writer is not wrong.
A weekend is fine. A week, maybe. Months? Heck nah. Even if you pay rent, that's like such a big ass to join someone's space.
That's a good way to put it, joining someone's space, because it is that. Like, you're within my orbit, and that's like, I have to consider you, which it's a lot mentally.
Yeah. I did not let my husband's friend stay with us because I knew he would never look for an apartment and leave.
Smart.
I'd like to hear more about the way the friend stated that they felt the friendship was one-sided. That's a huge factor to discuss. The writer isn't wrong for being hurt, but they are wrong if they didn't hear their friends out about that. If their friends are ghosting, it's for a reason. If they don't want to lose the friendship, they have to be open to that uncomfortable conversation and accepting responsibility.
Very smart. That sounds like something I've written.
As someone who was basically forced into having someone stay with me while looking for an apartment, 1 month quickly turned into 6 months and it wrecked our friendship.
Mm-hmm.
Writer isn't wrong for feeling hurt, but my answer would have been the same as her friend's. I would not want a friend staying in my home for 2 months. Also, I think the friend saying no is protecting their friendship. Three roommates that are friends get sticky real fast, which we've said before, because there's always going to be two against one.
Fuck threes.
Also, it got my attention that the friend mentioned that they are always listening to her dramas and made me question if the writer is being a good friend to them or if she is the only one that talks about her stuff while the others listen, and maybe that could make the friends not want her to live with them, apart from all the stuff you said, which is also very true. That's true.
Yep.
If you're somebody that keeps up drama, they don't want you in their space.
especially if you're like, you dominate conversation with all of the drama you have in your life, that's already draining for a friendship. And like, not really, we've both talked about having friends like that where it's just like, cool, like this is just, I'm giving free therapy, this is not giving me anything. But then like, it's also like, well, fuck, I won't be able to escape it when I live with you. And also at this point, I know that you're probably a large part of the problem.
Yep. I don't know. I find this rude for the writer's part. I would absolutely never assume someone would let me stay at their place unless offered.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself
and for those facing homelessness,
because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
In our live stream, our listeners are always recommending and talking about books, so we're so excited about Book of the Month because this is something that our listeners are going to love.
This is a brand that I've been familiar with for a long time. I like love watching people talk about it. I love seeing what books people are reading and like what books they have available. And I love everything about it. So I'm so excited for someone who like, you know, the ease of getting into a book, a lot of it can feel like really daunting. So to have like a service where it's like, you're going to get like high quality hardcover books, which that's my preferred way to read, at incredible prices, but also curated. So it's like amazing, cool, wonderful, great. It's kind of like a straight shot into that, and something that Book of the Month you can do over and over and over again. And one of the great things about it is the longer you are part of the program, the cheaper the books get.
Book of the Month's mission is to help readers discover new books they love and promote the work of emerging authors. One of the amazing things about Book of the Month is that every aspect of Book of the Month experience is designed to be fun and special for readers. First of all, the books come in a bright blue box, which is very pretty. Me and Megan were just talking about them. There's also a fun app to pick your books and track reading progress. And as well, there are reading challenges and rewards.
And Book of the Month makes it really easy to decide what book to read next, which for me is like the biggest hurdle. I love when other people make choices for me, especially when they're good choices. And I'm like, cool, I can trust you. So each month, the editorial team reads through hundreds of new titles and they pick some of the best new books for you to choose from. All of the books are so good, you can't go wrong. And I mean that wholeheartedly. When we were picking like our selects for this, I was like, wait, this, I like all of them. This is hard. And I literally coordinated with Melissa and I was like, okay, so these are like my top ones. I'm assuming they will be yours. So don't pick the same one as me. So then we can swap afterwards. And that's what we did.
So we got The Ministry of Time by Killian Bradley. And we also received The Return of Ellie Black by Emiko Jean.
The Ministry of Time is like, people are calling it like, if you're a fan of Outlander and like spy novels or time traveling books, it's quoted from Town and Country saying it's really innovative, fun storytelling. The Ministry of Time is definitely for you, and listed as 45 of the must read books for spring 2024. And then Harper's Bazaar also said part time travel romance, part spy thriller, and 100% multifaceted joyride. When I tell you that, I was like, sold.
We're also excited about The Return of Ellie Black. And this one is about a missing girl who returns, but that isn't the end of the story. It's only the beginning. We both like a detective book. This one is 20 years since Detective Chelsea Calhoun's sister vanishes. Ever since, Chelsea has been searching for signs for closure for other missing girls. But happy endings are rare in Chelsea's line of work. Which, that sounds so intriguing. And I'm looking forward to reading this novel so much.
Can't wait. And we're so excited to usher in this new sponsor. And we know y'all are already going to love this. Plus, we've been recommended this so many times. Mm-hmm. So we've already got fans in you. Try the service yourself at bookofthemonth.com. And you can get your first book for $5 with code PETALS. That is your first book, $5 at bookofthemonth.com using code PETALS. Then we have my wrong of the week. I nominated Meta's AI influencers. 97% said Meta AI is wrong and 3% said they're not wrong. Someone said, it's crazy how writers and actors just spent months fighting so hard to keep AI out of their work, and a bunch of celebrities were just like, LOL, make me into AI. Important to point out, though, that they got to choose how their image was used and for how long. Yeah. I felt the same way. And I will also say, with love to everybody, for the love of fucking God, stop using those goddamn AI filters. Stop doing it. Stop posting your AI yearbook photos. I saw actors doing that and I was like, bitch, we are fighting for our lives against this shit. You can't participate. Yep. They will use this in the meetings. Fucking Bob Iger is going to pull up your goddamn Instagram. Like, mm-hmm. Don't do this. Like, you're weakening our argument and weakening our point. So, in particular, have people on a shit list who benefited from the AI, embracing of AI when we're fighting against it.
Yeah.
Finally, people shut up, though, once it was like, oh, we just want to use people. We won't use them when they're alive, but when they die, we want to be able to use their face in perpetuity. And people were like, oh, actually, you guys can keep being on strike. That's actually a little creepy. And I'm like, yeah. Bitch, what have we been trying to tell you?
And that was always in it.
Yeah.
Y'all just, like, didn't read all of it.
You just fucking paid attention now. And they're like, oh, actually, this is like really scary. And I'm like, we've been trying to tell you. And you've been telling us that we should just accept the deal and move on. Like, AI is coming for all of our jobs. And I'm like, they're trying to reanimate us when we're dead. And they're like, oh, I actually don't like that. That's a little creepy. And then we have your wrong of the week, the thing that will haunt me in my dreams for the rest of time, which we should also give you a round of applause, because the man who you brought to my attention and to a lot of our audience attention, George Santos? Mm-hmm. Is it George?
Yeah.
He doesn't seem like a George. I think he needs a first and last name combo.
It probably isn't his actual name.
I think he's got a couple more charges that he's been hit with since we last recorded. So your wrong of the week, you told us all about the Amazon urine energy drink. 79% said energy piss is wrong. 21% said energy piss is not wrong.
Here's the thing, though. A lot of people were confused because I had the way that I presented it was Amazon being wrong as opposed to the energy drink. And so people were confused on how to vote. So we have about like 50 people that wrote in.
So sorry,
that's why
everybody.
We had so many. They're like, most people are saying, wait, I misunderstand the question. I think Amazon is wrong, but I think the guy who's investigating and discovering the holes in Amazon's policy is not wrong. It's controversial, I guess, but so is a lot of investigative journalism. So that's
right.
Basically what
that
everyone
wrong.
Was saying.
That was my, this is what happens when I do it so much later after we've recorded. I like forgot how we've done it. That was on me. So I agree. And you know what? I think he could teach some investigative journalism to Claire from The New Yorker. Mm-hmm.
But Claire isn't even an investigative journalist.
No, but
she's just a,
trying to
not just
pretend
a,
to.
She's a journalist, I should say. But she's not an investigative journalist. She's someone who's trying to be one. And she's not one. And she should sit down because she has not had the proper training to be one.
No, until you start collecting piss from the side of the street, I want you to put your pen down. Stop typing, Claire. Go outside, live some life, find some piss bottles.
Right.
And get to the bottom of it. But not because this person's already gone to the bottom of it. Find your own piss. Everyone should find your own piss bottle.
Find
what
your
is your personal piss bottle? Well, that is it for our episode. Why did I say it like this was a whole episode? That's it for Fisting Friday. anything else you want to talk about?
No.
Flawless.
My brain is empty.
My brain is so vacant. Speaking of Disney's Inside Out, they have a new character, Anxiety, for the new one. Have you seen a picture of her?
Yeah, I saw the picture.
She is struggling. She
you know
is,
how I felt about the first one, though, right?
Well, we can't talk about that because you have some strong feelings towards
Bing Bong.
Which I think is the one of the, I think it is I actually that would be my friendship performance review. I'd be like, I'm still having a hard time grappling with your personal issues with Bing Bong.
Ruined the whole movie for me.
That's fucking like I like
and I feel like Anxiety is gonna be the new Bing Bong.
I feel like Anxiety is gonna be the new Sad, and I'm just gonna be like, shh, stop.
I was fine with Sad.
Yeah, I didn't like the anger one. But that's on me. That's me. I don't like when people yell. Anything else? Anything else?
No. You got anything?
Yeah, no, I don't think so. I saw some cute Halloween costumes and that was it. I saw a kid who was dressed as a cowboy and it was just adorable and I loved it. Aww. And that's it. So one kid was dressed as Paris. They were just wearing like a dress and a crown and then a necklace that said Paris. I go, are you Paris? And they're like, uh-huh. And I was like, oh, oui, oui, bonjour. And they loved it.
Did they have a, they had on a crown, but not a beret?
Yeah. They like were dressed up in like, you know that when you could have your bedroom themed like Paris and it was like pink and black? Like that was the costume, was like the pink and black bedroom aesthetic with Eiffel Towers.
Okay.
And I was like, is your mom a millennial? Like, I love this outfit.
Probs.
Yeah. Hope you enjoyed getting fisted. Fist you later.
What was the new thing we're going to start saying?
Was that good for you?
No, it was in the world of circle back.
Oh.
I don't remember now.
People are screaming in their cars being like, it's this. Let us know. Do you send us a DM?
It was something from Avia. She'll probably be listening to this and
Avia?
She'll be the one screaming.
The biggest names in tennis are coming to Paris for the most anticipated Roland Garros in years. Tennis Channel Plus is your place to watch. Stream every court from your phone or smart TV live in HD. Experience 3 weeks of unparalleled tournament access as the world's top players in tennis face off against each other. Will the veteran champions continue their dominance, or will a fresh face emerge to challenge their legacy on the clay courts? Daily live coverage of this epic showdown begins Monday, May 20th. Don't miss a matchup. Stream it now with Tennis Channel Plus to be there when it happens.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.